Welcome to the ION Annapolis Local Business Spotlight. There are thousands of locally owned businesses in the area, some small and some large. Some you may know and others you don't. But one thing they all have in common is a great story, and we want to share it with you. Join us every Saturday as we talk to the founders, the owners, and the managers of local businesses you have come to know and love, and those you will come to know and love. Now here's your host, John Frenay, with this week's Local Business Spotlight.
All right, I think this takes the winner for the most beautiful spot that we've recorded a podcast. And we're down here at historic London Town and Gardens with Mickey Love, who is the executive director. How are you?
I'm great. Don't you feel sorry for me that I have to work at this beautiful place every day?
You know, the world is so unfair that people have to come to such a crappy looking place and work every single day.
Birds and flowers and trees and water. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Oh, it is spectacular. Well, for those that don't know or have never been, shame on you. This is a absolutely beautiful property. It's at the end of the Mayo Peninsula, I guess is the, but if you come down off of Route 2, you get on Mayo Road and then you take London Town.
Turn on London Town Road and just follow it to the end.
Till the end. You'll recognize it as the stones and you'll realize that you're entering an historic place.
Absolutely.
What is your background, Mickey? How did you get down here? Probably like Ritchie Highway or something.
Yeah. Actually, I'm from North Beach, so driving from North Beach. So, but anyway, no, my career has been in nonprofit, primarily arts nonprofit. And I've been all over the country. I spent several years in Colorado. I was 10 years on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. And I
so you're picking all the really cruddy places
bad places to be. But I've gravitated toward arts or arts related organizations, although I did work for the University of Maryland Extension Department for a while as an act director. But my heart is in nonprofit. You know, just places like this, places like London Town, are a respite from a crazy, crazy, crazy world.
Well, they really are. I mean, and not that Annapolis is this huge, bustling metropolis or anything else, but I mean, it is a city. Mm-hmm. And here we are, I'm 15 minutes from Annapolis, and I might as well be 100 miles away.
Yes.
You know, it's in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay or something.
It's just, it's so noisy, and I think that people need to have a place to go. That if they like, I like to say that London Town, we have history, if that's your interest. We have 10 acres of gardens, if you care for that. We have an event venue, if you're planning a wedding or such similar event. And you can just come here and walk and enjoy the beauty of it, and even bring your dog. So even dogs are welcome. So
well-behaved, leash dogs, and clean up after them. Okay, that's the rule when you own a dog.
Okay, yes.
Well, you know, I've been here many times, and, you know, the place is just stunning. And actually, every time I get here, it seems to be a little bit more stunning. And you're constantly, I guess, improving and everything else. The Museum and Gardens is sort of like the Peka House in Annapolis.
Mm-hmm, correct.
If the Peka House went out and got a date with the historic St. Mary City and had a baby.
Yeah.
And that would be here.
We're 24 acres here. 10 of the acres are gardens. And it's, like I said, it's something for everyone because we have the history. I mean, London Town was the port prior to, or at the same time as Annapolis, but it was the primary port for tobacco coming in the colonial times. So we're trying to keep the memory alive of that history, good and bad. And it's just, you know, but if you just need to breathe and relax and enjoy the water, there's just places to walk here that just soothe the soul. One of the things that really attracted me to London Town and its history was a lot of places they want to focus on, well, George Washington slept here or something of that nature, that the stars, the top names.
Right.
London Town is about the people who lived here and had their lives here. And unfortunately, a lot of that was the enslaved. We had a program last November, port marker ceremony, because we are a UNESCO site of the transatlantic slave trade. And we want to tell those stories. And, you know, is it Churchill? I don't know. If you don't remember history, you're doomed to repeat it. We need to know these stories and tell these stories, not to beat anybody up, but to be in awe of the perseverance and the strength of the people that were here during that time and kept going. And their ancestors are here in Maryland today. So, you know, let's honor them and their lives and what they did. And part of it was horrible. I mean, children separated from their parents and You can't put a pretty bow on that. That's what happened. But we want to remember them and honor them for all they went through, because it carries through for today.
True. Well, I know that you weren't here 350 years ago. You look quite a bit younger than that.
A little bit.
But I mean, what was this property way back then? I mean, was this a plantation? Was this?
It wasn't a plantation per se. There were people that lived here. It was a town. But the big thing in this area was tobacco. So this was a tobacco port for many, many years. And so it was, and the building behind you over there is the William Brown House. And that was a tavern and hotel, if you will. So that was one of the meeting places. That's, people didn't, you know, turn on their computer and scan the internet and find out what the news of the day. They came to the tavern, and that's where people would talk and meet and gossip. Exactly. That's where they learned, got their news, was coming to the tavern. It's one of those things that we've, a couple of years ago, reimagined it so that it looked like the tavern, because it wasn't just a tavern. Over the years, it became the almshouse for Anne Arundel County as well, and was the almshouse until 1965, which isn't all that long ago. And so we're now, I'm so proud of our public program staff. In addition to having the information and honoring the slaves that were here, we're also beginning a study on those that lived here when it was the almshouse, because that was the indigent, the mentally ill, the poor, and, you know, trying to tell some of those stories as well.
Folks can just come down here, come through the gates as long as you're open, and explore.
Yes. They can do their own tour, but we do have guided tours if they want to go with one of our representatives who can give them more of the history. They're welcome to do that.
But if I want to just come down here and stroll the gardens or sit on this bench and watch the South River go by in front of me, I'm free to do that?
Yeah, as long as you're a member or pay admission, you can do either of those things. So.
Okay. Well, okay. So you are obviously a nonprofit, a 501c3 or something.
Yes, one correct. Of those initials. That's it.
So membership, you said.
Membership is, it's just $45 for an individual, and that's good for a year. And the nice thing about a membership to us is that we have a reciprocal program with other botanical gardens across the country. So if you have a membership to us, you can also get into some of those places. But admission is, if you just come for a visit, it's $11, and for an adult, and $5 for children, and you can spend the day.
No cost for the dogs?
No cost for the dogs. We don't charge for them, but yeah. We like them so much, we let them come in free. But
you know, and you certainly could spend a day here.
Yes.
Easily. You decided to spend a lifetime here, I guess.
I was one of the unfortunate people who was out of work during COVID. And so I was down for 18 months with nowhere to go. And that was my point where I decided I'm never going to retire because it's boring and I have to have a purpose. So I'll be doing, I told you, well, I'm not going to retire. You'll just see me keel over at the desk one day and just take me off.
That's right. There'll be a plot out back someplace and just take care of it. We can walk around. We can get the interpretations. We can get a guided tour. We can meditate. We can, you know, just enjoy the day. I know you mentioned weddings here. I mean, what else does London Town and Gardens have?
Sure. We have the pavilion here, which is by the water. Since we're not on TV, I can't go see it's over there. Right. Can do up to about 80 weddings a year. We have an overlook where you can actually have your wedding overlooking the water from that spot.
Oh, wow.
So it's a beautiful location. And there aren't a lot of outdoor venues in this area. There's a handful. And that's why we fill up quite a bit. We've also done board retreats, trainings, that sort of thing. Leadership Anne Arundel has their kickoff here.
Right. I was down here for my class.
Yes. And so we have that going on. And besides the history programs, you know, taking the tours, we do offer some classes. Like we have a class coming up that's using leaves and things to do some drawing. So it's a drawing class. One of our most popular programs is called Colonial Cocktails, in which we research the different cocktails, because let's just face it, our colonial people like to drink.
They like to tip it.
They like to tip it. And there's just wonderful stories that come out of, you know, this is what this punch or this refreshment came from. And so you get history and you get to sample, you know, what it was like. So people enjoy that aspect.
And that's from
it.
Your staff of historians that are,
yes,
that'll,
yes, we have,
that'll dig all this up.
Yeah, we have about 16 staff. We have five of them are in the public programs department. And then we also have a horticulture department, which is led by a wonderful Meenal, who has done so much with these. She's been here about 8 years and has just really helped these gardens blossom and taken good care. And so for people who know their flowers, I unfortunately am not a green thumb person.
I'm like a brown thumb.
Yeah, I tell people I kill my artificial plants, but what's here is incredible. The camellia collection,
I know one of the things that I learned here that I was most impressed with is that the plants that are all here are all native.
Not all, but some most.
Most of them are
native. There is a mixture. We're trying to stick to mostly native plants. And there are azaleas here as well. There are plants here that aren't anywhere else. So it's, you know, we have our own London Town camellia that was named by the Camellia Society. And so you have the opportunity to see those. And we have blooming just about all year. I mean, there are winter camellias. So you could come here in January and see something blooming. So it's you know, granted, spring and fall are the most fruit.
Or where it's
really big, but, you know, it's just that kind of place.
Well, if you've got a camera, this is a place to come here.
Absolutely.
Now, do you allow just photo sessions and stuff here?
Yeah, the photographers call us and schedule photo sessions.
Okay.
And you know, I've seen graduations, I've seen wedding photos, kids photos, just the gambit, and just nature photos.
You know, this is sort of like the outdoor version. About a month and a half ago, I was up at the Philadelphia Flower Show.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And this seems to be sort of like the outdoor version of
it is.
You walk around.
And the thing is, we have, you know, miles of trails, but it's not, almost anybody could walk these trails. It's not like it's, you know, a hikers only or someone of a certain physical ability. It's easy.
So I don't need to bring the backpack with the water in it and the hiking stick. And
yeah. Unless you want to.
then people look at you a little bit strangely.
Yeah. It's, you can walk, but you don't have to kill yourself.
Well, Mickey, how is Historic London Town and Garden supported? Okay, obviously admission and membership.
Correct.
I'm presuming that I can go on to your website, which is historiclondontown.org.
Correct.
Very simple. And there's probably a big, huge button that says, throw money my way. And that's an option there. So, I mean, what other ways can...
We actually, this property is actually owned by Anne Arundel County. We are the stewards of it as the London Town Foundation. So we are partially supported by the county, which is about not quite a third of our budget. And then grants, we receive grants from the Maryland State Arts Council, Anne Arundel County Arts Council, Maryland Historic Trust for some of our capital historic improvements. And we have annual giving, that kind of thing. We also have a gala coming up in May of this year that's going to help support things. So it's a combination of public and, you know, public support, but private support as well. And we try to keep it affordable. You know, well, some of these places you go to, the admission's $45. Well, if you have kids, that it kind of prices you out.
I was talking to somebody this morning about traveling with Aaron from Charting Careers. And we're talking about traveling. And I had three kids. I said, you know, by the time I just getting on a plane, it's $1,000. You know,
yes,
that's if I want to go to like New York.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So keeping it affordable and accessible is great. Now, don't let Stuart Pittman know that he owns this thing, because he'll likely want to put his office on the corner here looking out or something.
Well, he likes us a lot. And one of the things, we have a project coming up in the next 2 years. It's actually county driven. They're going to restore the natural waterfront, and they're going to extend our pier out.
You mentioned a gala that's coming up, and I know that is on, what, May 10th?
Correct.
And that is what, London Town in Bloom?
London Town in Bloom. We haven't done something of this level in over a year and a half.
You guys used to do a pirate
theme, and we decided to go away from that since it had been a while, and wanted to highlight the gardens. So it's London Town in Bloom, and we'll have music and auction items. We're actually going to do a garden crawl, which is we'll have tastings of from Old Line Spirits. And we're looking forward to getting a winery so that at the beginning of the event, people can just gradually walk through the gardens and have a garden crawl.
Get a cocktail or a glass of wine
and stroll the gardens. And then they'll come in with wonderful food provided by Zephyr and Gold. And tickets for that are $175 for an individual or $325 for a couple. Also looking for sponsorships if they want to be a sponsor. There are multiple levels there. But it's a chance to help us raise funds so that we can do and continue to do the historical programs and maintain the gardens. And, you know, we really take our stewardship of this property very, very seriously. So, you know, got to do the stuff that pays the bills sometimes.
Well,
so.
as you should. And all that information is available at historiclondontown.org.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And you can get tickets. You can find out information on how to sponsor.
Absolutely.
And this would be a great event for you know, any of the businesses in Anne Arundel County.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a fun time. And it's on a Friday night, so you don't have to, like, kill your weekend. We're looking forward to it. It's been a while. And then following that, we have one of our regular programs called Mums and Mimosas. And
because we know all
Day.
The moms like mimosas.
Got it. Yeah. We actually have had to... It started last year. We were offering two sessions because it was such a popular thing. So it's important to get
what goes on
up.
In that.
They're making their own bouquets and drinking mimosas and get to take them home. And it's just it can be a nice, you know, mother daughter thing. Or
okay, that's right. So it's not just a mother respite.
No.
It's, you can bring your daughter or your son.
Anybody can sign up for it. There's, you know, a limit to the class size, but it's one of the many classes we offer in addition to the colonial cocktails. So.
Awesome. You know, I recall a story that we did on you had a capital campaign or something. It was like the London Town 2027.
They did a strategic planning.
Okay.
And a lot of the stuff was through 2027. But we're at a point now where we have to completely revisit that because we have done or almost completely done with what was planned for that.
Well done.
Yeah. I can't say me. I've been here a little over a year, but I mean, it's good people supporting it. In the past year, we've had an equipment barn go up. We have the education pavilion has just gone up within the last few weeks. We've done some restoration on our special event venue area. So there's just a lot here that we've got that, you know, that as you looked at, we went, oh, check, did that. You know, there's still other projects that we're working on.
Well, it has advanced. I mean, the last time that I really took a lot of time to walk around here during my leadership Anne Arundel class, and that was probably in September of 21.
Okay.
Or
yes.
20. So it was in a COVID year.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, you guys have done a wonderful job with it.
I have, and I brag on my staff all the time that, you know, nobody in any department, whether it's from facilities to gardens to public to history, they're not just phoning it in, as the saying goes. They truly care and are passionate about the work that they do. And that comes across to visitors that they can see that, you know, our staff love what they do.
You know, Anne Arundel County is just, we're very fortunate. We do have a great park system. We do have a lot of historic sites. I mean, I know every time we talk about the historic Anne Arundel with two L's up by the airport, I get at least a dozen emails going, "Hey, idiot, you misspelled Anne Arundel." And I'm like, well, no, that's...
that's the way they do it there.
That's the way they did it. And it's just sort of morphed over the time. But we've got a wealth of history in the county that dates back, as was, you know, into the 1600s. Did we have any famous people? You said, you know, they'll talk about George Washington.
Yeah, there's a rumor he might have had dinner somewhere near here, maybe at this, but it's not, we can't really prove it for sure. But this William Brown house is 1760, which was even before we were a country.
Right.
And London Town as a town was established in 1680. And so it's a lot of history here.
What's the oldest thing here?
William Brown House.
William Brown House?
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of the other stuff has been recreated.
Yeah, the two, the carpenter shop and the tenement building are recreations, but they're on the footprint of where they would have been. And so you do still get that experience. You get the feel for what it was like.
Everybody, come get the experience. I mean, it's affordable, and if you can play hooky from work or, I don't know whether I can say school, but come on, you know. You know, I've often said that, you know, I'd love to just take a weekend and go into like a cabin with no internet or anything like that and just a couple books and just hike or maybe fish, which I'm not a big fisher person, but, you know, just to get away from it and unplug.
Right, right.
You've got the opportunity to do that right here.
Absolutely. It's a short drive, and it's calming. I think it has a calming effect on people. I try to encourage people, you know, the hectic traffic and this and deadlines and appointments and all of that. You can just come here and enjoy the quiet.
Yeah. The only traffic we hear is the occasional boat and a lot of birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boats and birds. And bird watchers would have a field day here because we've, you know, the ospreys, they'll be nesting soon. And you see, okay, we have our resident groundhogs and our resident fox, who's a little more hidden than the groundhogs are. The groundhogs think they own this place, so they walk around like we're
not. Do they
eating.
Do any damage?
They can dig sometimes, yeah. We have a lot of squirrels, which it's interesting because on Mondays and Tuesdays, we're not open to the public. But I'll take a walk in the grounds, and the squirrels sound like elephants because there's just so many of them running around. So
they know.
Yeah.
They know the schedule.
They know everyone's not here today. So it's just a place. I like to think of it as a place of rest, a place of thought, of reflection. It just really provides that.
Okay. I got a question for you, Mickey. I don't know whether you can answer it or not. What's the deal with the errant E, like in London Town E Orchestra? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I'll be frank. It's interesting because London Town Road, London Town is one word.
Is one word. That was my other thing.
And we're London Town, two words. So there's a lot of variation, and it's probably historical in nature. Or, you know, somebody wrote it down wrong 20 years ago. And there it is.
You
know, people get confused by it because the spelling is a little different.
HistoricLondonTown.org. That's your first stop right now. Check that out. See the beautiful picture. See what this property has to offer. Click events. And I think there's probably going to be a pop-up there that's going to talk about London Town in bloom. And then you want to put that on your calendar for May 10th.
We would love that.
I honestly can't think of, you've got some places that have great parties. I mean, you've got the Chesapeake Bay Foundation that has the bands in the sand. You can't get any better than what we've got right here.
Right. It's a lovely spot. And I think it's interesting because people that have lived in Annapolis their whole life, people that have lived in Edgewater their whole life, we still get people say, oh, I never even knew it was there. So we really want to get it. The people in Edgewater are the ones that really get me. It's like, how can you not know we're here? But we're really striving to get the word out. We have a wonderful new director of development and communications who's getting the word out saying, hi, here we are.
I think that it pays very good dividends to be a tourist in your own town, to learn what, whenever I can get a chance to go out on, whether it be the Woodwind or the Wilma Lee or one of the Harbor Queens, do a walking tour, do a ghost tour, which, I know the ghost tours have their own little stories that they make up,
right. But
you always learn a little bit of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't encourage people strongly enough to do that. And certainly historic London Town should be on your, on the list there.
We would love that.
And then after London Town in bloom, come on back to the website and join up. Be a member.
Yeah.
Then you can come on down here anytime, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And we have a lot of interesting things that are going on over the summer. We have a lot of reenactors that come in and do some, I won't call it a show, but demonstrate what was done at the period. We have Revolutionary London Town, where we get some of the soldiers in the garb come here. That's in July. So there's all special events that go on through the year that you can kind of really get the feel for.
And being a member, you get all the inside scoop on that.
Absolutely. You get emails and notified, and you'll know.
Mickey Love, thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Home away from home, I guess it is.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We're not thinking of us.
And I think, again, get down here, if not just to sit on the bench that I'm sitting on looking out at the South River, explore the gardens, explore the buildings, and see what Historic London Town really has to offer. We're very fortunate to have it. And for those that don't know, again, where it is, go down Mayo Road, London Town Road, whether you take a left or right. I guess the Stepney's on the other side, isn't
it? Stepney's is the other way, yes. So,
yeah.
Well, and we're actually considered Edgewater now. We're not considered London Town. This is our mailing address is Edgewater.
Does London Town have its own zip code?
I think it may, but I've seen
it. But you're not it.
But we're not it, no.
And
we're open for our spring and summer hours, Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 4. So there's plenty of time to explore.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your
Thank
time.
You.
Again, historiclondontown.org.
Thanks for listening to this week's Local Business Spotlight. Please make sure to visit ionanapolis.net for all your local news, events, and opinion. And in case you haven't already, please subscribe to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief, where we bring you all the day's local news direct to your phone, tablet, or computer in about 10 minutes. It comes to you at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday, and you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.